Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Come on. Welcome to Money Savage, a savage approach to personal finance. This is George Grumbacher, and the time is right. Welcome today's guest, the strong and powerful Fred Moskowitz. Fred, are you ready to do this?
Absolutely. Good morning, George.
Yes, good morning. Let's do this. Fred is an alternative investment expert. He's teaching busy professionals how to build wealth through note investing. I'm excited to have you on. Fred, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Thank you. My name is Fred Moskowitz, and I'm known as the alternative investment guy. And when I was growing up, George, I watched others around me make all kinds of poor financial decisions that set them back so much. And this was a pattern I was seeing over and over again. And I can't stand to see people getting taken advantage of financially. And so my mission is to impact others through teaching financial strategies and all about the power of alternative investments, something I've gotten involved in about 20 years ago. And it's such a powerful thing, such a powerful thing.
Nice. Well, I certainly appreciate that. And we find ourselves in a very dynamic time, Fred. We're having this conversation on February the 2nd when I think people are learning all kinds of new stuff about the stock market that they never realized before, and we're questioning institutions of all different shapes and sizes. So I think it's to a degree timely. It's never not timely to be talking about things like note investing. But where's a good jumping off point? Do you want to give us sort of an overview of what note investing is?
Yeah, absolutely. I can give a really high-level overview. Note investing is all about the idea that an individual investor is able to buy a note or a mortgage and own that and be the one receiving the monthly payments. And so that note is an investment. It's an asset that has value. It has protection behind it. There's security behind it because it's backed by a tangible asset. It's backed by real estate. This is not something that can be manipulated, right? It's alternative assets like real estate and notes. They are a way of insulating against the market swings because you have assets with tangible value that, yes, the value can change, but it doesn't happen drastically. It doesn't happen quickly. It's slow. And so as the investor, you have protection. There's something backing your investment. Now, think about this. This business has been around since biblical times, right? The business of lending and of mortgages. And banks figured this out long ago, that they would rather lend money, have it secured by real estate. That way they're protected. And actually, they prefer to do that than owning real estate. They'd rather lend on it and have a lien against it. And so for the average person, I'd like to have you consider that the note business, it's something that everyone is involved in already. You're involved in the note business, and you don't realize it, right, George? Anyone out there that is making payments on a mortgage for their home where they live in, or whether it's a car loan they're making monthly payments on, or student loan, you're already in the note business. However, you're on the wrong side of it. Right. And what I mean by that is you're the one making the monthly payments instead of the one receiving the monthly payments. So imagine what it's like to step across the aisle as the investor and become the one that's receiving those monthly payments. And that's what note investing is all about.
Right on. Okay. So how does one see, I think that when people are listening to this, they're like, well, how I didn't know that I could do that. How does that actually work?
Well, the way it works is that there exists a secondary market where notes and mortgages are bought and sold every day. This has existed. And many people are familiar with this because what you may have experienced yourself is that, let's say you bought a property or you refinanced a property, your home maybe, or an investment property you own, and you take out a mortgage, and maybe within 2 or 3 months or 6 months sometimes, you get a letter from the bank saying, "Dear Mr. Homeowner, your loan has been sold, and the new lender is this lender, and here's their address, here's their phone number, and starting next month, please make your monthly payments to them." Right? Is that something you have ever experienced personally?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it happens all the time. And so this is a secondary market where mortgages are sold between lenders, and they're sold to hedge funds, they're sold to some of these firms that put together mortgage-backed securities. I mean, there's all manner of things. But there's also, on an individual basis, mortgages are bought and sold to individual investors. So all of these possibilities exist. Just that it's that many people don't know about it. They don't know this exists. It is something that's very active and has been for a long time.
Interesting. This episode is brought to you by Money Alignment Academy. If you are looking for a financial wellness platform for your company, your organization, and your employees, check out moneyalignmentacademy.com or click on the link in the notes of the show. So when I'm thinking about markets, I'm thinking about the stock market and how you can obviously buy shares of different stocks and they have tickers and you can buy and sell them throughout the course of the day. How is this similar or different?
Well, there's no publicly traded market. Everything is individual transactions that are done. And within the note industry, it comes down to whatever price between the buyer and seller is agreed to. So in general, mortgages are sold at a discount to what's owed. And depending on the characteristics of the note, is how they're valued. Some of the parameters that come into play are the payment amount, the payment history, as well as the quality of the collateral of the real estate. There's many factors that come into play, but this is something that really it's between the seller and the buyer. And you see this a lot, actually, with real estate transactions where a property was sold. Maybe there was a mortgage that was originated by the seller of the property to the buyer. And then at some future time, they turn around and sold that note to an individual investor. And this is very common. It happens a lot.
Got it. So Is there an actual marketplace which exists? How do I become aware, and how do I get qualified to take part in it?
Yeah, there's definitely some online marketplaces that exist for buying and selling of notes for individuals, and there are also numerous note funds, hedge funds that periodically will sell notes in order to recapitalize for their business model. But really, it comes down to individual relationships and networking within the note industry to get exposure to that. This is a very niche area of investing, so there's not any kind of a national marketplace or anything like that. It's all done through individual relationships.
Got it.
But there are some online exchanges which have been popping up, which seek to serve as a place for note sellers and note buyers to come together to look at notes and to arrange for transactions to happen. So that has been coming up as of late. There are several online sources now.
So my brain wants to reason through analogy, and I'm thinking about the MLS. I'm thinking about, and then my brain jumped to small business brokers and sort of, and
yeah.
It's, so is it akin to that?
It is. It's funny you mentioned small business brokers, because that is a source of notes, actually, because many small businesses get sold with financing, and the seller of the business carries back a note, and that note can be sold on the market. So one source of finding notes is reaching out to business brokers, because they have an awareness of transactions that have happened, and in particular, they may know of a customer they've had that has a note that's looking to sell it. So that's very, very good point, George.
Interesting. So is it accurate to say that there are intermediaries throughout the country, and perhaps you are one of these, who hedge funds or institutional investors will say, hey, we are looking to divest or get some of these notes off of our books. Fred, here are some opportunities. Do you know of anybody who might be interested?
That happens all the time. That's exactly right. There are definitely intermediaries. I don't personally work with them, but most of what I do is through really direct relationships.
Got it. Okay.
But there definitely are intermediaries for that. Absolutely.
And so, how do you counsel people to actually take part in this? Is it?
Well, this is what I recommend. Definitely start out with some education. There are a number of books on the subject of note investing. I actually have just recently released a book myself, but there are several books on note investing. There's a fair amount of classes you can take online that are offered, as well as note investing conferences and seminars that take place around the country. All different ways for someone to learn. Definitely the education piece is very important, because this is how you learn to analyze notes, diligence on them, and make sure that everything, that your investment is protected, so that you're not taking any undue risks that you weren't aware of.
Well, that certainly makes sense. Okay. Yeah. So from an education standpoint, need to make sure that I'm understanding what I'm getting myself into and the different things I need to be looking out for.
Absolutely. And in today's environment, in the technology and in our internet, there's so much information available for someone that's seeking to learn. There's workshops, there's conferences. Everything has been turned to virtual right now, so you can do all of this online, attend workshops, and listen to podcasts about alternative investments, all different ways to learn, to get to meet people and see who is in the industry that you want to follow and learn from and network with.
Got it. Yeah. All right. So can you share with me an example of how this might work if I were interested in it? Do I buy one and then what, how does it work?
Yeah, there's several ways. So, for an individual investor, you could definitely start out by buying one or two notes and investing in that and starting with that. Another way is to invest in a note fund. This is a private investment offering where the operators of the fund raise capital, they pool that capital together, and then they'll go out a market to buy notes. And one of the advantages of doing that is the fund operators have the relationships in place and in a larger transaction size, they're able to realize some economies of scale. And for the investor, they are essentially partnering with the fund managers, and they're able to leverage the experience, the expertise, and the relationships that the fund managers have, which works out to be a really good combination. So in summary, it's two ways. Like you said, you could buy notes individually, start out with one or two. The more diversity you have is definitely better. I would recommend to someone that was getting started, instead of buying one large note, I'd rather see them in smaller notes. This way the risk is spread out over multiple assets. And this is essentially the same strategy that insurance companies use to manage their risk, right? They're not going to write one big policy. They would rather write many policies across a region with different people or different properties. In this essence, they're spreading out their risk. So that's something for us as investors we can learn from the insurance companies, because they know what they're doing. They've been around for hundreds of years, very successful.
Got it. Well, that certainly makes sense. I was having a hard time getting my brain around just buying one or two. It makes sense to be able to benefit from the economies of scale and the leverage and the know-how of professionals who do this all the time. So you're able to buy into funds. Are there minimums, I imagine?
Yes, there usually are minimums. Note funds are most often set up as private placement offerings. I've seen minimums as low as $25,000. I've seen other offerings where the minimum might be $100,000, so it does vary. And so, if that's something you're interested in, you want to look at some different options and see what's going to be appropriate for you. And another thing that comes up is some offerings are limited to accredited investors only; others are not. And I can really briefly touch upon that. An accredited investor is something that's defined by the Securities and Exchange Commission that to be an accredited investor, you have to have a minimum net worth of $1 million or have an annual income above $200,000. Those are the basic tests to be defined as an accredited investor. So if you can meet one or the other of those two tests, your credit. And you'll see some funds, some offerings will specify that they're only open to accredited investors, or others are open to non-accredited investors. And it just has to do with their filing structure that they used with the Securities and Exchange Commission.
Got it. That makes sense. Well, Fred, Savage Nation is ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
I have a tip that I encourage everyone to think about this. As an investor, you want to make good quality investments. And George, I'm from Philadelphia, right? The birthplace of our nation. So one thing I want to do is I want to look back to one of our founding fathers, Benjamin Franklin, right? And he had this great quote that there's no investment that pays a better return on your investment than an investment in knowledge. It's just an investment in yourself. So if you invest in yourself, that is going to be the most valuable investment that you can ever make. So invest in your knowledge. Educate yourself. Learn. Attend workshops, seminars, listen to podcasts, read books, all of these things. There's so much education available online now for people that want to study. So take the initiative. You can learn from absolute masters of their industry, whatever skill set it is, whether it's about investing or whether it's about something in your career or business skills, anything, you can find it. And you have access to learn from the best, the top people, the top experts. So utilize that. That's the tip I have. Pursue that knowledge and seek to be a lifelong learner. Never stop learning.
Well, I think that is great stuff that definitely gets a come on.
Come on.
Fred, thank you so much for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you? How can people engage with you?
Thank you. Anyone that wants to learn more about me or learn about node investing, out my latest book that's been released. It's called The Little Green Book of Node Investing. You'll find that on Amazon. I love connecting with investors. Anyone is welcome to reach out to me visiting my website. It's fredmoskowitz.com. And a little easier way to spell that is you can go to the website giftfromfred.com. And a special offer I have to listeners of your podcast, George, is anyone that goes to my website, you can download a free special report I have on node investing. I'll send that out to anyone that's interested. Just go visit the website, sign up, and I look forward to connecting with folks in the near future. Thank you.
Perfect. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Fred your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to fredmoskowitz.com, or you can also go to giftfromfred.com. Pick up a copy of The Little Green Book of Note Investing and take advantage of Fred's knowledge and expertise. Thanks again, Fred.
Thank you so much, George.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, as we are all in this together.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.